to come next week.
Yeah, so this week...
You got the ones that already do it. That's what you got. The one that's helping you.
This week's topic is why you should wear a hat and jacket when davening. And next week is why it's not necessary to wear a hat and jacket when davening. Now, one thing about myself that I strive for is intellectual honesty. I really strive for that. As you can imagine, I don't believe it's necessary to wear a hat and jacket when you daven. But I don't want to even allude by my way of life that I delegitimizes the opinion that says you do. I mean, it's a very legitimate opinion that says you should wear a hat and jacket when you daven. It's a very esteemed opinion. It's based on authentic sources. So I have no problem arguing a case that I don't necessarily subscribe to, as long as it's emes. I've argued the Satmar Shita in public on Zionism. Of course, I don't believe in it. But the Holy Satmar Rebbe was a great scholar and knew the sources inside out, and he presented a case that's legitimate against Zionism. So the kids are... I don't mind my pleasure to do such a topic. I hope it brings Abbas Yisrael, maybe that's people are tolerant of other people's views. Now, a little bit of a story on the paper you have in front of you, because it's not the usual cut and paste from different sources type of sheet we've had the previous weeks. And the reason for that is because I have a friend, his name is Rabbi Ari Wasserman, and he is a working Talmud Chacham. He's a lawyer, but he's also a major, major, major Talmud Chacham who writes halacha. So as you can imagine, I drift towards working Talmud Chachamim who write halacha. That's, you know, I look for that. And I spoke to him, I said, Ari, I want to give a talk on hat and jacket or no hat and jacket during davening. And he says, boy, do I have a surprise for you. I'm writing a sefer on it. So zap, I got a Word document of 70 pages on the status of the head covering for a man in general, and a major component is this topic. Do you need a hat and jacket when you daven? Or no hat and jacket when you daven? So, although I didn't have to do the original research this week at all, I did have to go through 70 pages of notes to get what you have here in two sides, one page. So what I did do is I went through everything, and I extracted what I think are the most accessible sources dealing with the issue. I avoided the lumdus, and I avoided anything too complicated. One of the straightforward sources, he says this and he says that, without getting too much into the background or lumdus of each opinion. So we have a lot of that this evening, basic sources as to why you should wear a hat and jacket. Now, truth be told, it's not in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does not require us to wear a hat and jacket. Shulchan Aruch, I mean the sefer written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, does not require us to wear a hat and jacket. And the relative se'itim in Tzadik Aleph, of course, how to dress when you're about to daven is in Siman Tzadik Aleph. And the related sources, Sif Dalet, says very simply, Kovi Maklui Mikash Chashiva Kisui, which basically means a kippah sruga is a peseder. Right? Kova Klui Mikash, they had straw hats, a kippah sruga of sorts, is peseder. Aval Hanachat Yad Al Arosh, Lo Chashiva Kisui, but just putting your hand on your head to daven is no good. If somebody else puts their hand on your head, mashma de chashiva kisui, it's good enough. This is Shulchan Aruch. Of course, no one does this today, no one should do this today. But according to Shulchan Aruch, if you want to stand with someone together and you put your hand on their head, they can daven whole shachris, and it seems to be your yotzi according to Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says. And then Shulchan Aruch says a little bit further, but again, no mention of a hat. Lo yamod bapundaso, don't stand with your money belt. Apundaso, according to most opinions, is a money belt. Some say with some kind of garment that absorbs sweat. But it was called a money belt. That's how the Mishnah Berurah goes. Lo yamod bapundaso, velo berosh megula, obviously not an uncovered head. Velo beraglai megulim, your feet should be covered. Okay. And then finally, Perek Vav is the only possible allusion we have to the whole issue. Sif Vav, Derech Chachamim v'Talmidehem, Shoyt Palu Al Kashem Atufim. It's the way of the sages and their students to only daven when they are Atufim. So we're going to get more into what this means, that we should only daven when we are Atufim. But let's go first to our sheet. And the first point, and although the first two paragraphs do talk about the hat and jacket issue, by the way, there's more in the literature about a hat than a jacket, but I did bring towards the end more a jacket as well. But you should know, the literature talks more about a hat. But what you notice in paragraph 1 and paragraph 2 is there's a difference of opinion where we learn out proper dress for davening. From where we learn out that a Jew should be properly dressed before he meets his maker, there's two opinions. We'll see the first opinion in paragraph 1 is Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael. And paragraph 2, the Rambam particularly wants to derive the source for having to dress properly for davening is Hishtachavu Hashem Baharos Kodesh. And we'll see the nafkamina between these two opinions. But starting from paragraph 1, Yesh Shalamdu Lahatzrich Ituf Letfilah Mepasuk Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael. Many, most in fact, hold that the idea of dressing properly for davening comes from the pasuk in Sefer Amos, Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Ukefisha Kosova Meiri, and the Meiri comments from Masechet Shabbos Daf Yud. What does it mean, Hikon? And Vazel Shono, Mispalo Ra'ui Lamod Be'emo Be'ira, Bachnas Slave, this is our emotional preparation for prayer, should be with fear. Ah. Hachna is also another form of humbling. You should wear nice clothes. Shouldn't be stained up. Shouldn't have, you know, the chillin stains or whatever might be on your shirt. And a nice cloak. How do we know? He called the cross of Kech Yisrael. But at a time of trouble, in a time of trouble, you should have more hachna in your emotional preparations. Like you feel like you're abandoned. Like if you were in Haiti right now, if you were a Jew in Haiti, you would want to pray with extra hachna because you feel like you've been abandoned. The Miri, the source for this, Sharaba Baravhuna Haya Noel Nali Bad Chashuvos Baragov Mispalo. And we learned from the Gemara that Rav Huna would wear proper foot covering before davening. Because of the pasuk, it teaches us to prepare ourselves before meeting God. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Chazina le Rav Kahana. Regarding Rav Kahana, ki ikatzara ba'alma, when there were troubles, shadeg lime upachar yade umatzle. And you have in the back, it's a translation. When Rav Kahana said there were troubles in the world, he would throw off his coat. The chobek et yadav clasp his hands, that's bosa with his fingers, with his palo, ke'evi lifnei rabo, and pray. Amar, gav lekami mari, like a servant before his master. Ki'ika shlama, when there was peace in the world, lavish umistkase umitatef umatzli. When there was peace in the world, what would he do? He would put on his nice coat, umitatef, with his nice coat. I'm saying coat for a reason, I'll get to that in a moment. Amar ekoni kras lekech Yisrael. The vore midirei Rav Ashi. We learn from Rav Ashi. Sheyesh litatef letfila v'zanil ma'medin hikon. He's supposed to dress properly for prayer. From the words hikon, from the pasuk hikon.
But there's no shalom ba'olam.
Shalom ba'olam.
Would nowadays this be the exact reason why you shouldn't?
I didn't read into that. I think. Good evening. Good evening. I think it means there's no utter war going on. But listen to this. I want your help on something. You know what? Let's go to the Rambam, and then I have some major kashas I came up while preparing this. Let's go to the second paragraph, which, as I mentioned earlier, a different source for requiring proper prayer, proper garments for prayer. Amnam yeshnam acherim others shalomdu hatzrich tikkun mabushim letzvila mepasuk yishtachav l'shem b'adrus kodesh. Some sources say no. The source for having to daven properly with proper clothes is not from Hikon. It's from the pasuk Yishtach L'Hashem Adros Kodesh. K'fisha Shaninu B'Mishnah Brachos Lamed. It's a very famous Gemara. Ein Omdim L'Sparo O Mitoch Kovet Rosh. You only get up to pray unless you have the proper head, humility. Chasidim Arishoyim Hayushoyim Sha'achas Mispavolim. The early righteous ones, the pious ones, would wait an hour before praying. K'dei Shikavnu Libam Avihem Shebashamayim. In order to prepare their hearts to their Father in Heaven. The Rambam says no. I mean, yes, you do learn the Malbushim from Yishtachavu and not from Hikon. The Lomah Pasuk Hikon, Kafisha Kasav, Rambam Hilchos Tzvila Perakei, the Zelashor Shmona Dvarim Tzarech Hamispalel, Lizaher Bahen Velasosan. 8 things you must prepare before you daven. The Im Hayad Dahuk, if it was, you know, you weren't able to, or Nenas, you were unable to. Oshavar, you didn't do it. Velo aso son, ein ma'akvin. These are eight things that are not ma'akiv b'di'evit. What are they? Amida, you stand when you daven Shmon Esrei. Nochach hamikdash, you face Yerushalayim. Tikkun haguf, make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom. Tikkun hamalbushim, proper clothing. V'tikkun hamakom, clean place, very important. Hashvayas hakol, you hear yourself. Hachriya v'shtachaviya, these are the movements in prayer. V'hemshach dvarav katav Rambam, ma'u tikkun hamalbushim. Rambam explains regarding one of those 8 points, the tikkun hamalbushim. What is tikkun hamalbushim? Hesaken malbushav tchila mitzayin atzmo u'mahader. You fix up your clothes, right? You tuck in your shirt and make yourself beautiful. Mahaders, you beautify yourself a little bit. Shenem ha'yishtachav l'shem mahaders kodesh. And the Gemara over there has the whole explanation. Daf Lamed. V'lo yamod b'tfila b'pundaso v'brosh megula. Of course, you cannot have your money belt. You cannot have a bare head. V'lo b'blayim megulos. You shouldn't daven with bare feet. Maybe even sandals is not good. Im derech anshei makom shel yamdu b'fnei gedolim el b'tir regloim. Of course, if that's the way to appear before gedolim, you should only have socks on and shoes on. That's where you should appear before a god as well. And he, like this, he concludes, Derech kol chachamim v'talmideihem shalois palu al kashem atufim. That's the way of the sages and their students to only pray when they are atufim. I want to discuss with you, this is a footnote, it's not part of the program, but it's bothering me tremendously. And I went to a lot of very, 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 very big talmidei chachamim, and I got no good answers. I really didn't. This word atufim, I know maybe, listen, it's a dibuk chaverim, right? This is one of the ways to grow in Torah. So we see the word atifa, atufim, which we translate to wear a hat. Okay? Let me throw this at you. Every morning we put on a talis gadol, we say Baruch Hashem Hayah, litatef batzitzit. What is a bracha litatef batzitzit? I'm asking you, what is litatef batzitzit? You're going to tell me it means to do that funny thing, lishmaelim, and put the talis over your head. Right? Right? Okay. Now, when the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a derech, as I read earlier, of the Chachamim Talmidehom, lispal al atufim, that they, when they pray, they should be atufim, everyone goes and grabs that and says it means a hat. Atufim. But I want to ask, maybe Shulchan Aruch says that just like litatef batzitzit means you have to do atifa when you pray your talis gadol, I want to say that maybe what Shulchan Aruch says we have to daven atufim, it means the Shmon Esrei, do that thing again with the Ishmaelim, and now that you go daven Shmon Esrei. I truly believe that's a very simple literal reading of Shulchan Aruch. I went to a very big Talmid Chachamim about this, and I there's no answer. And furthermore, what makes it even more hard is this whole Atifa thing. We're told that an Avel has to do Atifa. When Avel said Shiva, he has to do Atifa. What's Atifa? It's not done anymore. But in the olden days, they would wrap up their head with a wrap, with a scarf of some sort. That was Atifa. Today we don't do it. L'halacha, it's batal. But some people say you should wear a hat when you're sitting Shiva. Those who wear hats should wear a hat when sitting Shiva and cover your eyes. Another example is it says the Dayanim, and we'll get to it in the program, the Dayanim should sit atufim before they judge. But the Dayanim don't always wear hats. They certainly do not wear talisim. And, you know, the more modern basins, the rabbis don't always wear hats. So what happened to atufim? If you want to tell me it means to cover your head when you daven with a talis, say the Shachris example is an easier example right now, why doesn't it mean to do that thing over your Hamidah Shmon Esrei? Am I crazy? Tell me if I'm crazy. Yeah.
So, I mean, some
of... Is it a good kasha?
Yes, good kasha. Okay. Some I would suggest... Yeah. Atufa means cover. However you want to cover many things. It could be a towel, it could be a hat, it could be...
So what I didn't say, before you continue, because in case it doesn't knocks you up, I have it later on. Some say atifa means you wear a jacket. Okay. That's atifa. Okay, so that doesn't change your point. Okay.
Okay, it could be any of these things, okay?
Fine.
When Mechaber wrote it, he knew what he meant.
Yeah.
And he was doing it. So anyone else who's commenting on it is simply saying what they saw their Rebbe do, or you know, the Masorah that they had and what he meant in the word. Just like you would always have with the Masorah things are passed down. So even though it's a relatively new Indian, you know, from his door, whatever he said Atifa, he knew exactly what he meant at the time. Which of the many Atifas it could be.
Okay.
And his Talmidim and all the Mefarshim we're talking about are now saying what they understood he meant when he wrote that.
Yeah, okay, but we all do atifa with the talis gadol one way, and when the Shulchan says that you should daven atufim, we do it a different way.
You could have one word meaning more than one thing. That's
okay, so let me strengthen my point. Is that very often when the Sforim say to put talis over your head, he uses lashon lechasos harosh, not atifas harosh. happens to be for Shachrus, it says you should do Atifas Rosh, which means a talus. I didn't bring it down, but in Simen Ches, in Hilchos Tzitzis, in the Beis Yosef, he brings down, should be Atufim with your talus, when you daven Shachrus. That's in the Beis Yosef, in Simen Ches, in Hilchos Tzitzis. So over there he says very clearly, when you daven Shachrus, should be Atufim. Is Atufim is this way. So why the same author who writes Atufim by Shachris, it should mean we should wrap our heads at Atifas Yishmaelim for Shachris.
Well, the heads were different.
Which was it? Okay. No, an economy, that's, yeah, likely, in fact, likely. So why do we do that? When the Shulchan Aruch says, all the major yeshivas should post him say, from here you have to wear a hat. It's the Atufim. But I'm going
to
show
you. You need to wear a hat. But his hat.
Fine. I'll give you that. So maybe when you make a bracha on your talus, you don't have to wrap it around your head like that?
Is it not like that? That we want to be enough to do the Atifas Yishmaelim?
Well, for Shachris. I think that's what Shachris
is saying. We do that also. Doesn't the Shachris say that?
No. Ein Atifa El Atifas Yishmaelim. There's a Gemara like that, Moed Katan. Ein Atifa El Atifas Yishmaelim. But anyway, but regarding Tefillah. Let's read it to you again. Loshen is very, I'm very disturbed by it. And when I'm dining alone, I sometimes wrap the towels over my head, like, not totally, like I put on the towels in the morning, but if I'm dining alone, no one sees, I should, you know, I privately think it's, Derek HaKavim Kami Deyon, Sholi Paluk, Elik Hashem Atufim. You're wrapped up. You're only done when you're wrapped up. So we cover the towels with our head. But you're going to see the Svarim talk about covering the towels with their head, and they use the word the Chasot HaRosh. This Atufim is really bothering
me. More modern term.
Maybe that's an answer.
Each generation, when you explain something to each generation, we use a term that's more relevant to you.
Okay, you do see both. You see the Chasot and Atifa. But let's go with the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef says, Atifa, we do wrap our talus over our head in the way we do it. By davening should also be Atifa. Oh, that's a big kasha that I have. It might be developed more as we continue. Let's go to the next point. Why you should wear a hat. So first of all, we have two sources of why you should wear a hat. First of all, you have to dress properly, hikon, and ishtachavu. Oh yes, so what are the nafkaminas? Why are some poskim, rishonim, take the proper way of dressing from hikon, and some rishonim take the proper way of dressing from ishtachavu l'shem b'adras kodesh? What's the nafkamina between the two opinions? So I saw a few answers. One answer is, some want to say that the proper dress is only for Shimon Esrei, and not for all of Shachris, or all of other davenings. I think with according to the opinion that you learn it from hikon, you got to be properly dressed for the entire davening. According to the opinion that learned it from Ishtachavu, the requirement is only for Shimon Esrei. There's not enough to mean, I forgot right now. But everyone agrees, however, wherever you learn it from, you have to be dressed properly. All sources bring atufin, atifa, proper covering of the head. And that, like I said, the post scheme, the yeshivish post scheme, definitely say that means we should wear a hat today. The Gemara Brachos Daf Samech, Mavor Linyan Birchos HaShachar. Listen to this, I got a kash on this Gemara also. Maybe we'll work it out together. The Gemara says like this, Ferish Gemara. Shabizman Shemachasa the Rosho, Yomar Baruch Hotel Yishob Tifara. We know that. There's a Gemara that goes through all the Birchos HaShachar and says when you put on, cover your head, you say Baruch Hotel Yishob Tifara. Today we don't do that. Today we say all the Birchos HaShachar in one shot, even though we've done all the activities already. By the way, there are a lot of Svarim saying, people aren't careful with this. And there's a reason not to. There's Limud Zchus for sure not to be careful about this. But the Hasidish Svarim are very makbid. You shouldn't leave your house every morning until you say Birchos HaShachar. Very often people, you know, just say Netilas Yadayim Asher Yatzer at home. And they come to the shul and they say, you know, the 15 Birchos HaShachar. So I saw a lot of Svarim that it says, you should, before you leave your home, you say Birchos HaShachar and Oilam Yadam Yerushamayim in order to get the first paragraph of Shema. And with that, there's no shot of saying good morning to another person, and if you're really chassid, there's no problem with eating before davening. Okay, but in order to accomplish those conditions, you should say Birchos HaShachar and Shema. That's what the poskim write. I mean, people are makbid about this. Obviously, it's zeh shamol yismoch. It's the way it's been done for hundreds of years. I mean, there's a minhag in Europe. He used to come to the shul, and one guy would say the 15 Birchos HaShachar, and everyone would say Amen. And the next guy would say 15 Birchos HaShachar, the next guy would say Amen. This went on for a half an hour, 45 minutes, in the old in Europe. So it's definitely a limud zchus not to do it. But I want to bring to your attention that I did see, it's been my practice for many years, this farm right, that you shouldn't leave your house until you say Birchos HaShachar, and until at least the end of Le'olam Yadam Yerushamayim, in order to get at least the first paragraph of Shema. Okay, so continuing on in the paragraph, quoting the Gemara Brachos, V'ayin b'shut beis avi, or achayim tzim yud, sheheir, v'im rak mechaser rosho kodem birkas o teresho patifara, if you're only covering your head, as the Gemara says, when you say the brach o teresho patifara, Ech berach berkos alokai neshama. How were you already able to say alokai neshama, which comes earlier in the order of blessings? Earlier in the order of morning prayers is alokai neshama and other blessings. But the Gemara seems to say that you only cover your head at oteri sobatifara when you make the bracha. The whole brachas al seder kodim brachas oteri sobatifara. How did you recite all of brachas begili rosh? Okay, it's a great kash on the Gemara. Okay, if you look at the Gemara, you'll have, you know, all the activities that you make a bracha for. Oteri Yisrael B'tifara is quite low on the list. And if the reason you say Oteri Yisrael B'tifara is to remember that you're covering your head, you're crowning your head. Well, what was on your head for the other previous 10, 15 brachas, whatever you were davening beforehand? Well, you had your head uncovered? So here he says, V'tirut Zos, D'darkam haya l'chassos roshan b'ezad davar kisui. He says, naturally there was a custom to cover your head with something. She'ein kol kach b'derach kavod l'lechat b'zeh b'shuk or b'rechol. There was a head covering that they wore in their houses that they wouldn't wear outside because it was not kovodik. V'alkol panim b'omikre gilui rosh, but nevertheless, even though it was a kovodik or covering, it was not called being bareheaded either. L'gavi b'rechos ha-shachar, regarding reciting blessings. But when they would get dressed to go to shul, chavash kovash l'kavod, they would put on a respectable hat. That's a custom. In your home, you wear your shleppy clothes. You wear nicer, more respectable clothes. That's natural. He wants to say that the Gemara's Loshen, Kipalis Sudra Areshe, the Sudra Himabusha Kavod, we're referring to the Malbush of Kavod and not the preliminary hat. Okay, so I got kashas on this. What's my kasha?
You said they wore hats back then?
Right. I did some preliminary research, but yarmulkes were not universal at this time. In fact, they had the famous Gemara, I think it's in Masechet Shabbos, where one says to another, cover the child's head so he'll have Yiras Shamayim. Someone, I don't remember. Yeah, sorry, it's a mother, right. Someone tells the mother. Yeah. It's Gemara Shabbos, I think, right? Yeah, do you remember which time? I remember. Probably in the area of Yud, we quoted Gemara Shabbos Yud with head covering. Probably in that area, but anyways, that's a Gemara. So it's clear the head coverings weren't universal back then. Yarmulkes weren't universal, so I have a kasha on this. And I want to say, perhaps they did daven with their bareheaded. And perhaps you can suggest that Terry Sobatifa really is a hat. By the way, I'm not trying to knock the opinion you shouldn't wear a hat when davening. That's not my purpose. My purpose tonight is to tell you why you should wear a hat when davening. These are just footnotes on the Gemara, okay? And the poskim do bring from here you should wear a hat. But again, as a footnote, that's one kasha. The other kasha I have is why the Gemara has Netilas Yadayim, Shachris, Negovasser after all these things. I want to say that perhaps, you want to say, maybe they did wear yarmulkes. And maybe Terry Sobatifa was the final formal head covering. But maybe in the Talmud times, the order was completely different. And maybe the Teri Sobatifa was one of the first brachas and not one of the later ones. And why I suggest that, I'm just suggesting that by a simple reading of the Gemara, is that why is Netilas Yadayim after most of the morning blessing? That doesn't make sense, because the first thing you do is Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and the Gemara over there is saying you should make the bracha after every activity. That's the point of the Gemara. Every morning activity is okay, Kufim, Matira, Surim, Makar, Salamayim, whatever it is. You make the blessing as you perform the activity. The first activity, by all counts, is Negelvasser in the morning. But the Gemara puts the Negelvasser bracha later on in the list. So I want to suggest, perhaps, that, yes, you can say that they did wear a yarmulke, and you can still say that Torah was the formal covering, and maybe entire order is, the Gemara did not intend to make any order whatsoever. Because that's what I wanted. Because why is the Gemara putting a Netilas Yadayim at the end of the list when?
But it's a Tzivur still would have been first.
Well, what?
A Tzivur still would have been first.
Still would not have been first. Okay, yeah, in a Hanami. But you know, once you pull the string on the Gemara's your foundation, the order, trying to prove the order might not be literal. I think you know everything else shuffles
as
along with it.
As long as you know it's not first, you still have a scotch.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, it still remains.
More good. Older?
You would think so. Yes, you would think so. It reads that way. Mm-hmm. But it clearly also says activity, the blessing. Activity, the blessing. So why is Negelvasser on the bottom of the list? Okay, that's my kasha. I don't have to have answers. Kashas are good too. Let's continue on. So again, this is cited as a source. You have a double head covering, a second head covering, because as the Beis Avi explains on the Gemara, the Beis Avi holds that they did wear some kind of a shallow head covering, and not mechubadik, a head covering. Oteri Sobatifa was a more formal covering. Hence, you have a source. You should be wearing a hat on top of yarmulke when you daven. Okay, weiter. Ubetur Orachaim Kufegim Obekas Amazon Ksiv. that a lot of this comes from Birkas HaMazon. Bechol Hanach Regilin Ha'idna Afa Prisa Suder Sholi Varepa Guli Rosh. So again, we have the idea of Prisa Suder, have something else formally put on top of your head. You should not bench with Guli Rosh. So my kasha here is the same thing. That's here we're saying, put a hat when you bench, so you won't daven, you won't bench with Guli Rosh. You're saying you need to have a yarmulke till now? The kavanah, so the af al pisha rosh mechusa b'tzefes ktana. So he wants to say, even though they did have a yarmulke, afilu hakil liverep gilui rosh b'pisa suder. So gilui rosh might mean bareheaded without a hat. Okay, I'm trying to slug myself up here. Maybe gilui rosh means as long as you don't have a hat, you're gilui rosh. Even though you have a yarmulke and you could make a bracha, you still have a din gilui rosh till you have a hat. Could be. Okay, he said the Ken Pirush of Beis Yosef Atzma Simen Ches. A lot in Simen Ches over there. If you want to know about covering your head, a tipa and a talus, why you should wear a talus over your head, it's all there in Simen Ches. The Imken Mashi Kosul HaZohar Asu Tami Chacham, as the Zohar explains, we'll get to it later on. Zohar said you have to cover your head for the honor due to Shechina. Okay, Hainu Nami Blikova Helion, and here we see another source from the tour for benching that you have to wear a hat, a Kova Helion. Okay, because we see in the olden times they would have their yarmulke on, they would do prisa suder to wear a more formal covering, and hence we should also, according to these approaches, of course, also wear proper head covering, additional head covering hat when we bench. Okay, so a lot of this comes from benching, by the way. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also is stronger lotion by benching to wear a hat than in other places. I'm just looking to see if I brought something down over here. The great Shulchan Aruch Harav over here. I don't know if I brought it in. Yeah, I brought it at the bottom. Okay, we'll get to it later. Arizal, again. Arizal, I mean, it's obvious that according to Kabbalah, you should have a head covering. Apicha Sidis, you should have always two head coverings, by the way. Besides the hat issue, this is an important nakuda over here. I learned from Lubavitch a few years, but don't repeat that, you know, too many places. But I was once Lubavitch. I was really once Lubavitcher. The personal history, but I was Lubavitch for a while. When the Rebbe died and things went a different way, it didn't appeal to me. So actually, I graduated high school in Marysville, Toronto. And those years, at the end of high school, I was getting to Lubavitch. Like, I really, you know, it was a fever. It was a big fever. Lubavitch was really taking off. You know, they had the candidates, you know. They had the number one candidate at the time that might be the man. I went along with it. I enjoyed it. I learned a lot from it. So after high school, I went to Lubavitch Yeshiva. After the Rebbe died, it was the year the Rebbe died, I went back to the Yeshivish world. That's why I went to Yeshiva Gadol of Montreal. But anyway, I learned a lot during my Lubavitch years. I really did. I still, you know, use it to this day. Now, Api Chassidus, which I saw in Chabad Chassidus, I don't know where it carries over to, but the idea of having two head coverings, Api Kabbalah, is independent of wearing a hat. That's why you'll see Lubavitchers, if they don't have their hat on, they might wear like a you know, really geeky baseball cap, you know? You'll see them, you know, davening with a geeky baseball cap and some kind of windbreaker jacket and some kind of, like, handmade gartel made of shoestrings or whatever it might be, because these are important concepts, Api Chassidus, independent of the importance of dressing nicely. So Api Chassidus, you should have two head coverings. Ideally, that should be filled with a hat and not a funny-looking cap. But there is an inyan Api Chassidus. I just thought of it now when we saw the Arizal. What? Oh, so people talk about, do the velvet yarmulkes often have a bottom piece, right? A lining. So, I don't know. People want to say it's like because there are two head coverings. But usually, you know, they're not Hasidim who are wearing, you know, who are worried about that. So that's a big catch my too. If you're Hasidish, it's not going to bother you. You're always going to wear even a geeky cap. But if you're not Hasidish, really your school of thought really doesn't subscribe to that view that's so necessary. But anyway, that's another point for you. Two head coverings in addition to a hat. But obviously it's better to fulfill two birds with one stone and have a nice hat be your second head covering. Siddur Arizal, Birkas HaMazon, calls it, Tzaruch Shiyem Utaf, Tahinu Shiyem Berosho Kova, Sholech Lebeis HaKnesses. So Arizal says very clearly that when you bench, you have to have a hat that you wear like you go to shul. And here we see the direct correlation between ituv and kova. We said earlier that ituv in some sources might mean a jacket, wearing a jacket. Here he says very clearly it means a hat. The chen kasu b'sidro l'arav Reb Shabtai b'kavanas b'rikas ha-mazlon. Tzaruch shiyem utav rosh ha-kova sholach b'tz'knesses. Another source that when you bench, you have to have the hat that you go to shul with. You have to be wearing the hat you go to shul with. Ve'im ken ein ze shaychus lebirkas hamazon daika u'kumo shekaz maksitza shekel ben divrei ashla lebeged elyon the jacket lehach the itu shebezoa haynu leatfa reishe begin shchinta reishe v'zeh betalus u'kedomet. So we see a source, another source over here, the importance of wearing a hat, and a jacket when you bench. Again, it's a lot of it's transferable. Benching and davening, very transferable.
Especially because he's saying, do it the way you do it going to shul. So
right.
The thing is a given, of course, where you're shul, and now you have the same prototype.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, next source is another reason why we should wear a hat when we daven. And I take it from the Kohanim. Next two sources are based on Kohanic derivations that we should wear a hat. Very interesting pieces, if I don't say so myself. Ha'avoidas ha'shonos, ha'avoidas ha'shonos v'mikdash, ha'umitchalkos b'gora. We know the Kohanim would make a lottery, a raffle, to decide who gets what. Bein kohanei b'sa'av sha'oso ha'yom. Those designated for the day, we have a lottery to see who gets what. Arba paisos, there are four lotteries. Listen very closely. The lottery took place in Lishkas Hagazis. What was Lishkas Hagazis? Part of it was in the holy territory, and part of it was in a non-sanctified territory. The law, Ba'azara Atzma. But the pious specifically would not take place in the Azara. The leader would come, Venatal Mitznefes Mirosha. He would take off his hat. One of the candidate Kohanim, he would take off one of those fellow's hats, and the counting for the lottery would begin with that fellow. They would pick a number from 1 to 100 or so, and they would count fingers. Everyone would put out a finger, and they would count fingers over and over and over again until they hit the number they chose. And they would keep going until they hit the number. They also have Kohen Shamispar Kala Bo Hu Zachah. The winner, of course, is whose finger got the lucky number. Listen very closely to this Tosfos. The Tosfos, you machafei, Tama, Kibun, the Be'inin Pais Bekodesh. Since he had to do the lottery in a holy place, Amaibo Hayuma Paisin Bazala Atzma. Why didn't they do the lottery ceremony over here in the Azara? The Kaddish Tvein Lishkas Agazis. It's a holier territory than Lishkas HaGazis. Why not do it in Yazara? Listen to what Tosa says. The kibun shenotam memuna mitznefes shel echad mahen. Since one guy had to have his hat off for the lottery to take place, gnaihu lamad lo mitznefes bazara. It was unbecoming. It was unbecoming to not have a hat in the Yazara. To only have a yarmulke on was unbecoming. You should have a hat. We pre megadim. And of course, there's always a yarmulke on. But we see the importance of having a hat on in a holy place. The basic nedus is mikdash shemat. So just like the Kohanim did want to do the pious in the Azar, which is a holy space, a sanctified space, because it was embarrassing for one guy to not have his hat on. So the poskim wants to say how much more is it important for us than mikdash shemat, we should have a hat on too when we daven. Why? To what?
Kohanim.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
It
okay.
It might be just special for Kohanim. Kohanim in the basic tradition always wore hats.
Davening yeah. Is in the place with Yisrael.
I'm saying that, but I'm saying the Yisraelim, we don't know that Yisraelim necessarily wore hats or was a gnai to not have a hat.
We don't know if they're down 3 times a day either.
Are you talking? You're doing next week's class. You're doing next week's class. You get next week's class is why it might not be necessary. But we're following the cause over here. No, but Binyamin's right. The sources do bring this down. Many sources bring this down because we want to imitate the Beis HaMikdash in our davening. We say Korbanos, right? We Mikdash Me'at. We have a Shulchan represents, you know, the Shulchan. And, you know, the Nir Tami. There's a lot of correlations. A lot of, you know, we try to imitate the Beis HaMikdash. So the Poskim do bring this down as a source. A very heavy source, actually, to show you the importance of having a hat on in a holy place. The next paragraph is something similar. Bavoidas Kohani Matzana Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, "Basamta Mitznevis Farosho." They put the hat on his head. Vechavash Kolam Megbaos. He put the hat on his head. We see emphasis of having a hat when you daven, when you do the avoida. Ubedeviim Kasu Beol. It says in the prophets. Veyilbach Zedaka Kishur Yon Dekov Yeshua Barosho. Right, they dress with righteousness, armor, and a hat of salvation on their head. A hat represents salvation. They call Kaviyachokajbalaku. And this pasuk is referring to Hashem. Mavor b'midrash Rabba, it says over there, Shabiskus Big De Kahuna. In the schus of the garments of the Kohanim, Shayesh Mitznevas Mikbaos Barosh Hakohen Oved, that they wear hats as part of their uniform. Chava Shakosh Baruch Kaviyachokov Yeshua Upal Yeshuas Bekerev Haaretz. Hashem imitzek. We were still in Hashem's tone. The Kohanim wear hats. Hashem wears hats. And so we see that if Hashem's imitating hats, it's obviously a very noble thing to do. And with the wearing of the hats, when Hashem does so, it causes salvation. Poel Yeshuos. Al Pizeh Adi Beseper. Imre Halacho Minhag. The Mekiva Nu Bishas Atfilah Vaskaras Hashem Alicha Beisaknez Hem Ain. Avoidus Kohanim Shep Mikdash. We do want to try to imitate the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and our preparation for prayer should be that as well. V'harei tfilos b'makom tmidim tiknum, v'chen yesh b'em kepeida yeseira b'vchinas es mikdashai tirou. So you bring me as a footnote, why are we daven today? There's two shitas. One is we daven today, remember Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Okay? And the other shita is, no, it's connected to Korbanos. Now the Gemara, if I remember correctly, doesn't really have a very clear ending, but the case that's for the Korbanos has more weight. Why? Because we daven Musaf. Right? There was a Tfilos Musaf, we have a Tfilos Musaf, and a Korb Musaf. But none of the Avos daven Musaf. So you can say from here that the stronger, again, to highlight the imitating we want to do the Beit HaMikdash, we want to try and emulate what happened there. So, just like we daven Musaf, because there was a Musaf offering, so the people who offered these offerings, they wore hats, so too when we pray, which takes the place of the offerings, we too should wear hats.
Okay, not only did this hat that they wore two coverings on their hands,
the mitznefes and the magbaos. I'm not sure if it's Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, I have to look it up.
I thought that water is from Kohen Gadol.
Is that maybe? Is that
yeah,
one pasuk say, yeah.
In general, is the source that the Kohen Gadol had a yarmulke and a hat?
Oh, so
when they wore the Arab of the Gadol, Kohen Hedyot wore the Arab of the Gadol, one of them is the mitznefes. Was he wearing his own yarmulke also? His Kohen Gadol?
Yeah, we saw earlier Kohen Gadol Kmosha Anu. Yeah, right on top. Right on top, the last three words of the paragraph on top. You see that? The Dilma Natal Misav Shalachad Vadain Lavush Kova Ketana Kmosha Anu. They Mashlema, they had a yarmulke on, yeah. That's what's Mashlema over here.
You would think that. That's
actually another.
Thank you.
Ah. Close. Love it. That's a good question. Maybe.
So they weren't doing
avodah
at the time. So
when the prohibition happened,
extra garments.
So
only doing avodah.
Only is Taki? Is that true? It was only. Yeah. So they were allowed to have the most the
bagim.
But they were allowed to that changing with the extra bagim before they started the actual avodah. Were they allowed to leave that change room with an extra baguette before they actually began it? I don't know. I don't know when the prohibition takes place. That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. Remember, sometimes a good kasha is good. You don't have to have a test or everything. Okay. So listen closely to the next case. When is Beis Din in session? When did Beis Din officially start? When the dayanim are mitatef themselves, ubir Rashi the Masha dayanim mitatfim betalisan kishepotfim badin. Why do the dayanim wrap themselves up before they start the Beis Din case? Umeimas Shechina, because we know that God Shechina rests upon judges who judge truthfully. Sholei ifnu roishan lekan ulekan. They should not turn their attention anywhere. But hey, datan yushevas aleihem. They should be yushuvadas, calm, composed. Rambam in Sanhedrin based in Yisrael imahem. Any fine court has a shkina with them. Dayanim uveatifa the COVID rosh rosh or the or based in. So the Rambam says very clearly, it's Baruch Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat, that the dayan has to have ema yira and atifa COVID rosh. Sonny Batza, right? You got a lot of characteristics, attributes that Dayan has to have. Now listen to this, I hope it don't blow you away. But the Atifa Badayanim today is Batzel. There is no Atifa Badayanim. I tell this Rabbi Malinowitz. Okay? It's a halacha that's no longer followed. Dayanim are not Atufim today. Okay, maybe very Chavidish Beisdins they are. But not with the Talis, only with a hat. And the more modern Beisdins, they don't have a hat at all. Right? Right? Rabbi Michael Broyd and the Beis Din of Rabbi Willard does not wear a hat.
What's the reason?
Oh, okay, so Okay, so now, I guess Kasha, which again, I'm only trying to strengthen the case for wearing a hat tonight. I have no other agenda whatsoever. But if the Atifa is bottled by Dayanim, why is it bottled by Tefillah? And by the way, it's also bottled by Avelus, I mentioned earlier. It says, you look at Shulchan Aruch, an Avel has to sit at Tufim al Shiva. We don't do it anymore. So Atifa is bottled, Kfiya Samita is bottled by Avelus. Atifa is bottled, by Dayanim it's bottled. So maybe it should be bottled by davening. But that's not with the talus. The original tifa was with the talus. I want to ask you the kasha I asked earlier, you weren't here, but maybe you have an answer for this. So we say every morning, litatef bat tzitzit, we put on the talus, we do tifas ishmaelim. Because that's a tifa, right? That's a tifa, so you have to do the thing with ishmaelim. So why when the Shulchan Aruch says, you should daven atufim, maybe it means you should do that thing with the tifas ishmaelim. We put a talus over our head for Shemona Esrei when we daven. Because of this, it says you should daven atufim. Right? If ituf, when you make a bracha, has to be a real ituf with Ishmaelim, why is an ituf by Shachris also Ishmaelim? Is it a good kasha? As I said earlier, I went to some... Why? We're wearing gartels and strimals and now, you know, not from this generation, right? A strimal not from this generation, it's from the 1800s. So why not go back even more to the Ishmaelim, right? So anyway, I brought this paragraph because the poskim do bring this as a source. You should wear a hat when you daven, just like a dayanim have to wear a hat when they judge. You should too wear a hat when you daven. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. I purposely left out Mishnah Berurah.
You can say it's a different thing. You could say one comes from the commandment.
Okay, so that was brought up earlier. But then I said, the literature, you know, on the related literature also talks about the word the chasod et arosh. We see the chasod and ituf used interchangeably and concurrently. So if it's a chasod et arosh, I agree with you fully.
Right, your point saying if it was buckled by the Dayanim,
right.
So it should be buckled by.
So you're saying I shouldn't say that because I'm coming from two different areas. Yes, sir? You hear? Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Shoes.
That's
very good. Also like well,
what?
Of what
shoes?
Why do
you wear shoes when you don't?
That's one of the things that says the Chasos Red Ryan.
Shoes.
Oh, you're saying you're asking a good kasha. Oh, you're asking a kasha on a climb.
We don't wear
the Shulchan Aruch is going to save the day.
Why are we picking and choosing?
Okay, that's good. But the Shulchan Aruch will save the day with the sandals and the bare feet. And he says here, because he makes a chiluk over here. Meaning you should only have your feet exposed, that's why you go to a gadol, your feet exposed. So, yeah, that's next, very good. That's next. That's why I purposely left out the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and Tzadik Aleph, because although many sources bring the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and Tzadik Aleph as a source you should wear a hat, I think you can read it just as easily as why it's not necessary to wear a hat. So I left those out tonight. But I do have Mishnah Berurah over here in Tzadik Aleph. So Mishnah Berurah says from the Zohar, okay, I want to bring from Zohar. Man dekayim b'tzloisa by the chasul yireishay ve'in enuyei begin de lo yistakel b'shchinta. Your head and eyes must be covered so you don't see the shchina. Ubir apri megadim shekisu yizeh ubitalish shal mitzvah. Now this is very significant because the talish shal mitzvah means you wear a talis, not just a hat. But anyways, v'chein nohagin kayom v'chasul ha-rosh ad einayim b'talis. When you daven, you should wear the talis that covers your eyes. The Shastil Shemoneh Esrei, at least during Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Listen to this. The Hemshach Divrei HaZohar, because the Zohar continues, the Adam Shapotech et Einav, the Shastil Shemoneh Esrei, Maktim Alav Malach HaMavis. You're asking for trouble, if you open your eyes during Shemoneh Esrei, you have the Malach HaMavis in front of you. So that's why you should cover your head with your talus when you daven Shemoneh Esrei.
So what? If you open your eyes, you'll see your talus, you'll see the Malach HaMavis?
Right, that's the idea. That's the idea. Okay, but again, next week we'll talk about the Mishnah Berurah, the other famous Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan as to what constitutes Bigdei Kavod. So that would be the hat. That would be the hat covering your eyes. The hat should cover your eyes.
So you know, the large brim.
Yeah.
Put that down.
Yeah.
Our wives.
Because this Mishnah Berurah bringing the Zohar applies to Mincha Ma'ariv as well. So according to this approach, you would have to have the hat covering your eyes. Okay. So that's a good kashan chassidim who wear a shtreimel which cannot cover your eyes. Chassidim really pick up on the Zohar. There's a good kasha there. How they plan for this? Okay.
People do benefit.
Why? What do they do?
They have the corpse in the string.
What strings?
The string is hanging down from the hat. The corpse stuck on the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The national garment or something?
It's the bushy. They go back into the forest and chase the flies away.
Really? Okay.
It's
one of those. Rei b'shari Ephraim. Next point. The shari Ephraim. Ha'gad shoychaim shehevi misefer derech tzadikim al tzadik echad shayanisa u'makpid af al acherim shalielech b'kovas atachtom avado. He was very careful. He shouldn't just walk around with a yarmulke. It's important to have a hat on as well. Ve'af be'eis shehisir zatalis achar tzvila. Listen to this. Even after davening shachar, he's taking off his talis. Hayanigar seems to be nizhar. That's how the rabbi wants him to fix that. Little bosh kodem is a kova elyon. He would make sure first to put a talis, the hat over his head. Kedei shalo yishar lebush af rega below kova elyon. A very chassidish approach over here, not to have without a hat on, even for a second, even when you're not davening, you should always have a hat on. The Ayin is for Yavet Shekatzav the Derech Hatsnuim. You want to be one of the humble, modest ones. It's their way. They left the kova, a kova tachton. To always wear a hat on top of the yarmulke. Mashma gamken. Again, I only bought one source, but there's many sources, by the way, for everything I bring this evening. There's many sources. As I mentioned earlier, I have 50 pages on this. 5-0 on wearing a hat and jacket during davening. So as I mentioned earlier, I just sifted through what would be more accessible, more immediate. But there are plenty of sources that say that you should wear a hat because that's the way of tznuim. A person wears a hat is a more tznuah. It's a simile is a more tznuah. A person has a beard. As general rule, it's a yerat shamayim. It's far and bring it down. The person has a beard of any length has a yerat shamayim, and those who don't have beards are, you know, not, they're not yerat shamayim, you know, but there is to have a beard yerat shamayim. So to have a hat on is also sneus and yerat shamayim. 2 minutes left? Okay. Okay, the Yushalmi's Kedai, next point. Yushalmi Brachos, very interesting, the drash on a pasuk. Mova, it says in the Yushalmi, Sha'amar Rabbi Barbraid Reb Chia Baraba, Ochel Mahalach, you eat while walking, Omed Mubarak, stop to bench. Achel Omed, Yoshev Mubarak, if you ate standing without walking, sit to bench. Achel Yoshev, Mesev Mubarak, you ate sitting, lean over to bench. Achel Mesev, Mitatev Mubarak, you ate leaning as they did in those days, you should cover your head, do a ituf and bench. Imasukin Harayukum Malachi Asharis, covering your head for benching is the doimet to Malachi Asharis. My time, why? Because the quote's apostle, Bishtaim Yichas the Panav, Bishtaim Yichas the Ragwa. That the angels, it brings the apostle in full later on, but okay, but the angels have 6 wings. With 2 of their wings that cover their faces, and 2 of their wings that cover their bottom. Mubir Shama Pnei Moshe, the Pnei Moshe is the commentary on the Yerushalmi. The Masha Acha Mahalach Omid of Mavarech, regarding the guy who ate walking, he stands and stops the bench. You need a change and a hecker that you're benching. With every position you were, you've got to do more for benching. Better preparation. Clear preparation. If you did the ituf and made birkat hamazon, you are like an angel. Right, honoring God by wearing a head covering. We see from the Malachim, they would cover their heads in honor of God. So too, when we daven, we should cover our head. What?
Right?
It also means the rosh, the eyes. Yeah. It's adapted from here. Okay. Bottom line, underline line. Okay, we'll skip it. There's no time before. The very Shalmi Apostle Zeh Sheyesh Litatev Birkas Matzah Mivim Malchay Asharis. Myla, covering your head, you too for wearing a hat, is comparable to the angels. And the last paragraph is the Eliyahu Rabba, again another source. You should wear a hat and jacket, again specifically during benching, but also during davening. Uminik Tov Zeh Ubifrat Kishiyesh Zimun. Okay, the Bach Mishavur you have over there, the sources. The Yira Shemaim, one who fears God, Lo Yivarach Mitznefes Rakesim Akova Rosho. It's not enough. Just have a yarmulke, you have to have a hat. Yes, nohagin gam kan litatef v'gedel yom, also to have a jacket. Nohagin, by the way, to have a jacket. The clothes there, hu bichlal ituf. Hat and jacket is what we mean by ituf. Hanemar v'gemar etzal kosel bracha. Regam b'shulchan aruch harav shavi v'yesh medaktakin nohagin gam litatef v'gedel yom. Yesh orim al pi hakabos ein ituf elo be'eretz Yisrael v'dei kavod shechina. Some say, how much more so you should wear a hat in Eretz Yisrael? Because here we have the problem with the shechina, kavod shechina. Not problem, it's a blessing. That's why you should be more particular according to this approach to wear a hat, because we have the kavod shechina, but we see it's a way of a yirat shemaim to wear a hat. Tam v'nishlam, siyamnu. Next week, so let me be very, very clear, let's conclude on a very clear note that there are ample sources, and just as I drop in the ocean, why you should wear a hat in jacket when you're daven. And next week we'll see why it might not be necessary to wear a hat in jacket when you're daven. Thank you for coming.
Did you compile all of this?